One ring to rule them all. One ring to find them. One ring to bring them all. And in the darkness, bind them.
What does it mean, Gandalf?
It's only two lines of a verse long known in elven lore. Three rings for the elven kings under the sky, seven for the dwarf lords in their halls of stone, nine for mortal men doomed to die, one for the dark lord on his dark throne in the land of Mordor where the shadows lie. One ring to rule them all, one ring to find them, one ring to bring them all, and in the darkness, bind them in the land of Mordor where the shadows lie. This is the Master Ring, the one ring to rule them all. This is the one ring lost many years ago to the great weakening of its maker's power. Now, he greatly desires to have it again. But he must not get it.
What I don't understand, Gandalf, is whose ring this is if it is not one of the elven rings.
This ring was made to rule the elven rings. It was made, Frodo, by Sauron the Great, the Dark Lord of Mordor. It's he who is seeking it.
But stories are told of Sauron's fall long ago.
That is so, but always, after a respite, the shadow takes another shape and grows again. He's fast becoming very strong. And he lacks but one thing to give him strength and knowledge to beat down all resistance, break the last defenses, and cover all the lands in darkness. He lacks the one ring.
But what of the other rings which that verse spoke of?
Three of them, the fairest of all, the elf lords, hid from him. The others Sauron took and gave seven to the dwarf kings, who used them for getting great wealth. Nine he gave to mortal men, proud and great, and so ensnared them. The wearers of the nine are now fell servants of the Dark Lord, ringwraiths in his power. It's many years since they walked abroad. Yet who knows, as the shadow grows once more, they too may walk again. And the one ring was his. He made it and wore it.
But how did he come to lose it if he was so strong?
It's ancient history and a long story. It was Gil-galad, the elven king, and Elendil of Westernes who overthrew Sauron, though they themselves perished in the deed. But Isildur, Elendil's son, cut the ring from Sauron's hand and took it for his own. Thus was Sauron vanquished, for a while at least.
But the ring? What happened to the ring?
The ring was lost. Isildur was marching north when he was waylaid by orcs, and almost all his followers were slain. He leapt into the waters of the great river Anduin, but the ring slipped from his finger as he swam, and then the orcs saw him and killed him with arrows. And there, in the river, the ring passed out of knowledge and legend. But I think I can now carry on the story. Long after Isildur lost the ring, but still long ago, a hobbit-like folk lived beside the river. One day, the two of them were fishing in the river. They were called Smeagol and Deagol. And Deagol it was who found the ring.
What a beautiful thing! How could anyone have lost such a treasure?
What is that, Deagol?
Nothing.
Oh, yes, it is.
It's mine. I found it.
Give us it, Deagol, my love.
Why?
Because it's Smeagol's birthday, my love, and he wants it.
I don't care. I've given you a present already. I found this, and I'm going to keep it.
Oh, are you indeed, my love? Ah, you indeed.
Pretty ring belongs to Smeagol.
Smeagol kept the ring and used it to thieve and find out secrets. He took to muttering to himself and gurgling in his throat, so they called him Gollum.
Go on.
Do you mean that this is the very golem creature that Bilbo met?
Yes. He took to living in the dark passages beneath the misty mountains, where in time his torment became unbearable. He hated the dark, but he hated the light more. He hated everything, and the ring most of all.
Well, then why didn't he get rid of it or go away and leave it?
He had no will left in the matter. A ring of power looks after itself, Frodo. Its keeper never abandons it. And when Gollum lost the ring, it was really the ring that left him.
What, just in time to meet Bilbo?
Bilbo was meant to find the ring, but not by its maker.
What about Gollum? What happened to him?
The elves have him now in prison, but not before he made great mischief. After he lost the ring, Gollum left the mountains to seek his precious and the hobbit who'd robbed him of it. But before Gollum could find Bilbo, Sauron found Gollum. And that is how he will have learned that the One has been found again. He has at last heard of hobbits and the Shire. And I fear that he may even think that the long unnoticed name of Baggins has become important.
But this is terrible. What a pity Bilbo did not kill Gollum when he had a chance.
Pity? It was pity that stayed his hand. One reason why Bilbo took so little hurt from the evil of the ring was because he began his ownership with pity.
I'm sorry, but I'm frightened, and I do not feel any pity for Gollum.
You must understand that Gollum is bound up with the fate of the ring. And my heart tells me that he may yet have some part to play, for good or ill. And when that comes, the pity of Bilbo may rule the fate of many. Yours not least.
But why did the ring come to me? Why was I chosen?
Not for power or wisdom. But you have been chosen, and must therefore use such strength and heart and wits as you have.
But I have so little of those things. Gandalf, You are wise and powerful. Will you not take the ring?
No. No, do not tempt me. I dare not take it. With that power, I should have power too great and terrible.
Then why don't I destroy it?
How would you do that?
Well, I suppose one could hammer it or melt it or something.
The heaviest hammer would make no dint in it, nor would the hottest fire melt it. You saw how your own small fire failed to even heat it.
Yes.